This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba urges all to make the utmost use of communication and information technology to deliver prompt services to people. Insignia presented to the Inspector General of Nepal Police and the Armed Police Force and Philippines fire kills 8 people including children. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said the Digital Nepal Framework 2019 is in its implementation phase. In a message issued on the occasion of the 5th National Communication and Information Technology Day today, the Prime Minister said the framework was introduced to maintain good governance by developing and expanding communication and information technology in the country. He also urged all to make the utmost use of communication and information technology to deliver prompt services to people and contribute to economic development. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said that the government has given high priority to policy, legal structural and process formulation, modification and improvement to managing information and communication technology. Giving a congratulatory message on the occasion of the 5th National Communication and Information Technology Day, he mentioned that work is on the way to formulate a systematic and secure cyber security policy. Minister Karki said that the existing data centers are being evaluated and reviewed and additional data centers are being set up. The newly appointed Inspector General of Nepal Police and the Armed Police Force, Dheeraj Pratap Singh and Raj Aryal, respectively, have been presented the insignia of the Inspector General today. Home Secretary Tek Naran Pandey decorated them with the insignia at an investiture ceremony organized at the Ministry of Home Affairs. Singh and Aryal were promoted to the post of Inspector General by a decision of the Council of Ministers on the 1st of May, with the compulsory retirement from service of IGP Shailesh Thapa Chhetri and APF Inspector General Pusparam Kesi on completion of 30 years of service. The National Federation of Deaf Nepal has demanded a school for the deaf in each district. At a program organized by the Federation today, Federation General Secretary Santosh Kesi said a Nepali sign language had just 4,700 words, urging the government to establish a sign language research center for further enrichment of the language. National Federation of the Disabled Nepal General Secretary Raju Basnet stressed the need of making physical infrastructure fully disabled friendly. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said there is an influence of a local year or low pressure system prevailing from Uttar Pradesh to West Bengal of India and a westerly wind in Nepal. The sky of Kathmandu Valley is cloudy in the morning as well as rainfall has been taking place at some places. The weather of Province 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Lumbini Province would remain generally cloudy, while the sky in Karnali Province and Sudurpashchim Province would remain partly cloudy in the afternoon. According to division, rainfall has been taking place at some places of Province 1, Madhes Province and Gandaki Province, as well as light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at a few places in Bagmati and Karnali provinces. There is a possibility of a rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at a few places in hilly areas of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and one or two places of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. 8 people have died, including 6 children, after a fire tore through scores of homes near the Philippines' capital, Manila. The blaze, which started around 5 local time on Monday, also destroyed 80 homes. It started on the second floor of a house in a crowded settlement inside the sprawling campus of the University of the Philippines in Quezon City. The cause of the blaze is unknown. The senior fire officer said that it took nearly 2 hours to extinguish the blaze. He said 6 of those who died were children, but no further details of their ages were released. Thousands of people live in overcrowded communities where fires are common. New Zealand has reopened its borders to more international visitors after a pandemic lockout of more than 2 years. Travelers touched down at Auckland Airport on Monday, many to emotional reunions with family and friends. People from more than 60 countries are now able to enter the country if they are vaccinated and COVID negative. Citizens have been able to travel in and out since March, while Australians have been let in since April. New Zealand sealed its borders in March 2020, requiring even returning citizens to complete weeks of quarantine upon entering. The government has credited the nation's low COVID death toll, 713 deaths for a population of 5 million, to its isolation strategy as well as policies of rapid testing, tracing and lockdown. Around 100 people have been evacuated from a steel plant in the southern city of Mariupol. The evacuees who had been sheltering there for weeks are set to arrive in the town of Zaporizhzhia later on Monday. One evacuee from the plant describes her fear and says she has not seen sunlight for 2 months. Meanwhile, one Ukrainian official says at least 2 more evacuation efforts will be needed to get everyone out of the steelworks. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, has led a delegation to Kyiv to meet President Zelensky. She promises American support until the fight is done and says Congress will move quickly to approve $33 billion in aid for Ukraine. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva urges all to make the utmost use of communication and information technology to deliver prompt services to people. Insignia presented to the Inspector General of Nepal Police and the Armed Police Force and Philippines fire kills 8 people, including children. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.